Russia's Federal Service for Supervision of Communications, Information Technology and Mass Media, Roskomnadzor, blocked the website of the Ukrainian state project, I Want to Live, in the territory of the Russian Federation. The website encouraged the Russian military to submit an application, surrender, and not fight in the territory of Ukraine. As Russian Telegram channels inform, access to the resources domain was blocked on Sunday at the demand of the Prosecutor General's Office of the Russian Federation. The project was blocked twice, and both times by the Prosecutor General's Office. For the first time, access to all domains and subdomains was limited. For the second time, the website as a whole was blocked in. Moreover, the domains differ in one letter, the message says. The operational command, South, commented on the situation, noting that there was a lot of activity on the site, but requests for surrender are received through other communication channels even after the Ukrainian resource was blocked. Other chatbots and phone lines continue to function. Appeals continue to arrive, the message says. As a reminder, the Ukrainian state project, I Want to Live, aims to help Russian military personnel safely surrender to the armed forces of Ukraine. Everyone who takes advantage of this opportunity is guaranteed maintenance in accordance with the norms of the Geneva Conventions. As of the end of September, more than 2,000 Russians and their relatives applied to I Want to Live project. Bodin Marushiak.